弟兄姐妹大家晚安。
Good evening, good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
很快的一个星期又即将结束，我们能够继续在这里来准备我们自己身心可以进入神的安息。
We thank the Lord for guiding us through a swift week, and we thank Him for guiding us so we may prepare ourselves into to a Sabbath rest.
今天晚上呢，要用妥协与失败的历史见解做题目跟大家来查考。
So tonight's topic for mutual encouragement is a historical example of compromise and failure.
那是要根据我们读经进度，我们这个月读了诗篇之后，我们接下来要读士师记。
So this is according to our schedule, and after studying the Psalms, we would like to study the Book of Judges.
我们今天应该是读诗篇四十一篇。
And today we were supposed to read Psalms chapter 41.
明天开始就读士师记。
And starting tomorrow, we'll be studying the Book of Judges.
那要读士师记之前呢，小李想用这个机会跟大家来做一个简单的介绍，那我们在读士师记的时候可以更容易抓住我们所要读的主题。
So before we study the Book of Judges, I would like to share a brief introduction so we may be more familiar with the book.
士师记是以色列选民他们在进入迦南地之后一段黑暗时期。
So the book of Judges is referring to a period of dark time when the Israelites, after the Israelites have entered the land of Canaan.
这是在约书亚记里面所记载，他们靠着神的帮助一路得胜之后，接下来就进入一段黑暗的历史。
So after the guidance of Joshua, they entered into a dark period.
在士师记里面我们看到他们因着信心真的是大获全胜，他们在攻打迦南地的过程里面呢，神一路保护他们，带领他们，真的他们很顺利的把这个迦南地占领下来。
So in the book of Joshua, we can see the guidance of the Lord and how He successfully guided the Israelites to conquering the land.
他们靠着神的帮助啊，真的一路得胜，而且我们看到他们信心的果效，就是神让他们可以在这个地方，神所应许给亚伯拉罕的这个土地啊，可以在那里居住生活。
So we can see the guidance and the help of the Lord. We can see that how the Israelites were very, their faith grew in the land that the Lord has promised Abraham.
但是在他们安定下来之后，开始在迦南地生活，他们现在却忘记了神的命令，他们就跟当地人妥协了。
However, after settling in the land of Canaan for a while, they began to make compromises with the people.
那他们妥协从他们的信仰上开始的。
And they began to compromise with their faith.
然后接下来就是他们的风俗习惯，就学习当地人的风俗。
And they began to imitate their culture.
然后最后就是导致他们信仰完全的失败。
And which led to the complete destruction of their spirituality.
那可是因为神他的应许从来不会失败的。
However, the Lord's promise will never fail.
神对他的选民的怜悯跟慈爱永远不会断绝。
And the mercy and the love towards God for the Israelites will never cease.
所以因着神的怜悯呢，在士师这段很黑暗的时期里面，我们仍然看到神带领以色列百姓在黑暗中重建光明。
So we can see that in this dark period of time, the Lord has led the Israelites back to light.
那我们现在如果从这个书您看来啊，我们现在请看翻开《士师记》第一章。
Let us all turn to the Book of Judges, Chapter 1.
士师记第一章第一节。
The Book of Judges, Chapter 1, Verse 1.
第一节是说，约书亚死后，以色列人求问神说：“我们中间谁当首先上去攻击迦南人，与他们征战呢？”
So one. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall be first to go up?" For us against the Canaanites to fight against them.
所以这个历史是约书亚死后之后所发生的事了。
So this takes place after the death of Joshua.
那这个士师呢？我们在中文圣经里面，其实一般如果我们初出来到教会看圣经人，一定会搞不清楚为什么叫做士师，什么意思。
So reading from the Chinese text, we may be confused. Why would it be called judges?
但是英文圣经就很清楚了。
But it is very clear in the English version.
那英文就是审判官的意思，就是法官。
And in English, it means to a judge.
那所以 其实这个士师记就是因为在这一本书里面记载了十二位以色列百姓当中很重要的审判官，也就是他们的拯救者，而得到这个名称的。
So he records 12 judges in the book.
那其实这段历史并不是只有这些士师啊，这些审判官不是只是来审判百姓的是非，或者是他们生活上所遇到一些事情而已。
So these judges are not just to rule over the Israelites' daily lifestyle.
在以色列的历史当中呢，神兴起士师，就是审判官来管理百姓，已经从摩西时代就有了。
The Lord already has appointed judges in the time of Moses.
啊，如果我们记得在出埃及记18章啊，那时候摩西的岳父叶特罗曾经就跟摩西建议啊，你现在你要审断全以色列百姓这么多的案件，你一个人负担不起。
So in Exodus chapter 18, when the Lord was appointing judges, the Lord told Moses that not one judge will be able to
是摩西的岳父。
Moses' father-in-law.
他跟他建议说，你应该要设立千夫长、百夫长、50夫长来一起分担你这个工作。
So Moses' father-in-law instructed Moses to split the role of judges into several parts.
设立审判官这件事情，在以色列的历史当中，在士师记那个时代早就已经有了。
So the role of being a judge was already established long ago.
后来神亲自也跟摩西这样说。
And then the Lord told Moses.
我们现在看民数记11章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
第十六节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 16.
好，我们如果先看14节啊。
Let's first look at verse 14.
管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。
14. I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me.
因为以色列百姓遇到任何不愉快的事情，第一个对象都是找摩西发言人。
Well, when the Israelites encounter trouble, the first person they will turn to is Moses.
所以摩西就觉得说这个工作太重，他实在是没有办法负担了。
So the Moses thought the burden of this job is too heavy for him to handle.
他甚至在第15节都跟神求死啊。
So he even pleaded for death.
然后第16节，神就跟摩西说了。
So in verse 16, the Lord told Moses.
他说你要从以色列长老当中哦，召集70个人哦，就是你所知道做百姓的长老和官长的，到我这里来，领他们到会幕前，使他们和你一同站立。
So 16, the Lord told Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you.
好，第17节说，我要在那里，就在会幕那里呢，降临跟你说话，也要把降在你身上的灵分赐他们，他们就和你同当这管百姓的重任，免得你独自担当啊。
17, then I will come down and talk to you there.I will take the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone.
所以其实在约书亚那个时代，摩西那个时代，他们神就已经为百姓设立了一些帮助者来审断百姓的一些事情。
So in the period of Moses, the Lord already has established helpers to help guide the people.
但是在士师记的时候，这个时候这个士师审判官的角色已经被转型了。
But the perspective of being a judge is already turned after the death of Joshua.
我们现在如果看士师记第二章。
If we look at Judges chapter 2.
士师记第二章啊。
Judges chapter 2.
第二章我们看第16节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 16.
二章十六节，这里是说神兴起士师，士师就拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手。
So the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them.
所以这个时候，这个士师已经不是只是像法官一样审断是非，而是要拯救百姓脱离仇敌的手了。
So the role of a judge is not just being an officer at this point; it was to deliver them out of their enemy's hand.
所以就他们的工作来说，他们现在成为以色列百姓的拯救者。
So now they would consider the people that deliver of the Israelites.
那这个就是士师现在开始有这个工作是神兴起的，然后要带他们脱离仇敌的手，因为仇敌来侵犯他们。
And this role is appointed by the Lord, and it is for them to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of the enemy.
那为什么仇敌会起来攻击神的选民呢？
So why do the enemies wage war against the Israelites?
那其实就是因为这个神的选民，他们离弃了神，不遵守神的诫命典章。
It is because the chosen people of God did not obey the commands of the Lord.
他们在信仰上跟当地人一样。
And they lived a similar lifestyle to those of the land, people of the land.
他们在婚姻上跟迦南人通婚。
And they had intermarriage with the Canaanites.
然后渐渐的，哎，他们这跟当地人就有血统关系了。
And so they had blood relation with the people of the land.
所以他们就真的后来就渐渐的被当地人迦南人同化了。
And slowly they were yoked together with the people.
然后就当时候，我们如果看四世纪那个时候的时代背景啊，我们看一些历史事实，也发现说他们后来是因为生活的缘故被同化的。
So if you look at the historical background of this this event, it was because their lifestyle were really similar.
你看以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候，他们是过那个游牧生活，他们是啊从这一个地方搬到那个地方，他们不是固定在一个地方生活的。
So if you look at the Israelites, they were wanderers in the wilderness.
那他们以前的祖先是游牧民族，所以他们是牧羊人，这个就把这群羊移到这个地方到那个地方，他们不是在一个地方一直定居吗？
And they had a nomadic lifestyle, and they would move from one place to one place.
那可是等到他们进了迦南地之后，分了土地好了，现在每一个支派都有固定的土地，他们就在那个地方生活下来了。
But after entering the land of Canaan, they had established lands they were to dwell on.
那他们在那生活下来，他们做什么？
So after they established themselves, what did they do?
他们就是开始耕种那里的土地了。
And they began to grow crops on the land.
所以以色列人他们现在开始学习要怎么当农夫种地了。
So the Israelites were learning how to be farmers to raise crops.
那我们知道种地这个工作啊，要很多经验的。
And to raise crops, we need to have much experience.
那以色列人那时候没有照神的吩咐把迦南人全部都赶出去了。
So the Israelites did not follow the Lord's commands to wipe out all the Canaanites.
圣经特别在第一章的地方啊，都一直这样重复描述一个段落。
So throughout the first chapter, it specifically says that the Israelites.
我们看第一章的28节。
If we look at chapter 1 verse 18.
28节。
Verse 28.
即使以色列强盛了，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
And when it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out.
好，那从29节开始呢，这个以法莲呢就没有赶出住在基色的迦南人。
So in 29, nor did the Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer.
然后迦南人就住在他们当中，在以法莲当中中间居住了。
So the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraimites.
然后你看第30节，西布伦人也是一样。
And so did the tribe of Zebulun.
他们也没有赶出当地的居民，让他们在他们当中居住了。
They allowed the inhabitants of the land to dwell among them.
然后从第31节那里亚瑟，然后32节、33节的拿弗他利，到最后，通通都是写他们这当地人就在以色列百姓当中中间居住了。
And also this was the case for Asher, the tribe of Asher, Naphtali, and all the other tribes.
那我就知道说，百姓他们对这个基本上对这个农业的事情上是很陌生的。
So we know that the Israelites were very not familiar with agriculture.
所以很自然的，当有这些迦南人在他们当中居住的时候，他们要学习种地，他们就会效法这些迦南人的风俗。
So when the Canaanites dwelt among them, they would follow the traditions of the Canaanites.
就是说，你什么时候要下种，你一定要看人家别人是怎样下种，不然你怎么会知道什么时候是要播种呢？
And they will look toward the Canaanites to know when to sow their seeds.
啊，什么时候要做什么事情，这个都是要靠经验累积的。
And many other jobs require experience.
那所以这个当地的家人已经在那里住很久，他们已经都知道那里的地形气候，他们都完全明白了。
So the Canaanites already have been inhabitants of the land for a very long period of time, so they know when would be the best time to do certain tasks.
那我们知道迦南人他们在当时候是多神崇拜的，他们拜了很多很多神。
And the Canaanites worship many gods.
当然，他们这个神是我们从独一神的角度来看是偶像，不是真神。
And from the point of the Israelites, they worshipped idols.
那这个迦南人他们当地的耕种习惯，他们的生活习惯跟他们的 拜神是有关系的。
And when they, their traditions and the way they do certain things all are related to the gods they worship.
在迦南人，在迦南当中最大的神就是最重要的神就是巴利。
So the greatest god of the Canaanites is Baal.
那在四书记里面就记载了几个这个他们当地人所敬拜这个偶像的名字。
And throughout the book of Judges, it records many several names of gods they worship, idols they worship. The Canaanites worship.
我们看三章七节。
If we turn to Judges chapter 3 verse 7.
以色列人行神眼中看为恶的事，忘记了主他们的神，去侍奉朱巴利和亚瑟拉。
So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and Asherahs.
这里讲了两个名字，一个巴利，一个叫亚瑟拉。
So here two names are recorded, Baals and Asherahs.
我们看第十章。
And if you jump to verse chapter 10.
第十章第六节。
Judges chapter 10 verse 6.
十章六节，以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利和亚斯他录，并亚兰的神、西顿的神、摩押的神、亚门人的神、非利士人的神，离弃主，不侍奉他。
16. The children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtoreths, the gods of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, and the gods of the people of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook the Lord and did not serve him.
你看这里提到这个巴利跟亚斯他录啊。
And here again it refers to Baals and Ashtoreths.
那还有很多各当地人的神呢、啊？那没有写名字，但是有很多神。
And there are also many gods recorded, but their names were not.
那这个巴利呢？就是他们当时候在种地的时候，他们认为这个神是掌管他们的土地的，掌管他们的丰收或者是饥荒的神。
So Canaanites believe Baal was the god that ruled over the agriculture.
那所以呢，他们就尽力要去让这个神喜欢，然后让他们可以丰收。
And they try to do what was pleasing in the eyes of Baal.
那这个亚瑟拉跟亚斯他录基本上都是女神，就是他们在神里面的所谓的女神。
So Baal and Ashtoreth was their female gods.
那他们跟这个巴利都有一些关系的，就是他们在神话里面呢，都这个神是谁是谁的妻子，谁是谁的姐妹，他们都有关系的。
And these gods also have relationships.
那这些当地的迦南人呢，他们对拜这几个神的时候，他们都有一些淫乱的行为。
So when the Canaanites worship these gods, they also have very corrupt actions.
那他们照圣经所记载，他们也会把人当作祭物献给他们的神。
And they will often sacrifice their own babies to these gods.
那这些神呢、啊？其实这些风俗早在以色列百姓进迦南地以前，神就有跟他们警告过，不可以效法他们。
So these dangerous traditions and cultures, the Lord already has warned them before entering the land of Canaan.
以色列百姓他们不是不了解，他们是知道过，他们是听见过的。
The Israelites fully understood what the Lord had said to them.
我们看《生命记》十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记十二章二十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
十二章二十八节这里说，你要谨守听从我所吩咐的一切话，行主你神眼中看为善看为正的事，这样你和你的子孙就可以成永远蒙福。第二十九节，主你神将你要又去赶出的国民从你面前剪除，你得了他们的地居住。三十节，那时你就要谨慎了，不可在他们除灭之后随从他们的恶俗陷入网罗，也不可以访问他们的神说，这些国民怎么样侍奉他们的神，我要照样行。三十一节，你不可以像主你的神这样行，因为他们向他们的神行了神所憎嫌所恨恶的一切事，甚至将自己的儿女用火焚烧献以他们的神。三十二节，凡我所吩咐的你们都要谨守遵行，不可加添，不可删减。这段圣经呢，在讲神已经透过摩西跟百姓先讲好了，当地人的风俗你绝对不可以去跟从。
The Lord already has commanded the people through Moses that they shall not follow the traditions of the Canaanites.
因为哦，他们当时候有一些作为是神所憎嫌神所恨恶的。
Because they have They have an abomination. They have done an abomination in the eyes of the Lord.
甚至把自己的儿女用火焚烧献给他们的神。
They even burn their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods.
那等到约书亚他老的时候啊，约书亚也跟百姓再重申一次。
So when Joshua had aged, he also reminded the Israelites again.
看约书亚记二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 23.
约书亚记二十三章。
Book of Joshua, chapter 23.
看二第六节。
Verse 6.
所以你们要大大壮胆，谨守遵行写在摩西律法书上的一切话，不可以偏离左右。第七节。
Seven.
不可因你们中间所剩下的这些国民掺杂，他们的神你们不可以提他的名，不可指着他起誓，也不可侍奉或拜。第八节。
Eight.
只要照着你们到今日所行的，专靠主你们的神。这一段圣经啊，你看约书亚他再重申一次哦，你不可以，不可以。去跟他们掺杂，不可以提他那个他们那里的神的名，不可以侍奉那些这些偶像。
Joshua clearly reminds the Israelites that they shall not remain among us, and they shall not, you shall not mention of the names by their gods, and not to swear by them.
但是从四世纪看来啊，以色列百姓他们在当地生活以后啊，他们很可能为了要能够种地啊。就跟着当地人的这些风俗，然后就被影响了。
But perhaps they were seeking the aid of the Canaanites in terms of sowing, so they followed the cultures.
然后就慢慢的，你因为他们为什么他们百姓会接下来去敬拜巴利
？So why did the Israelites eventually bow down to Baal?
因为他们当地人认为巴利是掌管丰收的神啊，你要丰收就要拜这个神，你就会得到好成果。
And they believe that Baal had control over their harvest. So if they bow down to Baal, they would receive good harvest.
那当时候这些迦南人呢、啊，他们其实都住在比较靠海边的地方。
So the Canaanites at that time lived more towards the coast.
他们所住的地方基本上也都是出产比较丰富的地方。
And they lived in soil that was more
that 就是他们的都可以丰收嘛。
That harvested more.
所以当百姓如果比较他们住在山地住在丘陵地他们的丰收他们收成跟这个住在海边比较富庶的地方的丰收当然是有不一样的
So of course when the Israelites dwelling in more towards the inner part of the land they would receive different amounts of harvest
所以很自然的他们就觉得说诶你叫他们拜这个神他们得到了比较好的成果、啊、
So they would look over to the Canaanites and think that since they worship Baal, they will receive better harvest.
所以他们在家人在拜这个巴利偶像的时候啊，其实已经渐渐的让百姓看到说，哎，拜这个神，他们基本上得到很多物质上的好处。
So when the Israelites, looked at the Canaanites worshiping Baal, they thought they would also receive benefits.
那所以。这个时候，这个巴利的崇拜，他们就很重视这个形式上，他们一定要照这个信仰上所规定的形式来取悦他们的神。
They would do certain rituals to please their god.
所以呢，你看他们有敬拜，那就有丰收了，就有丰富的收成。
So when they start worshiping Baal, they would receive a plentiful harvest.
他们很自然的就会觉得说，把这个儿女献给这个神哦，这个神就会喜悦。
Naturally, they would believe that if they offer their sons and daughters to this God, they would receive good harvest.
他们就这个当地人他们的宗教观念是很重视形式的。形式是 formality.
Also, the Canaanites played great emphasis on formality.
那所以呢，其实他们这个外邦这个迦南的信仰观念已经渐渐在影响当时候的以色列百姓了。
So the Israelites has been slowly affected by the concepts of the Canaanites.
那举一个例子来看
So, for example,
如果我们看一下四世纪第十七章
We turn to Judges chapter 17
现在看四世纪第十七章
Judges chapter 17
十七章我们看第十三节
Judges chapter 17 verse 13
十七章这里所记载的是一件事件就是他们这有一个人叫米迦他立了一个神像
So here it talks about Micah's idols
这是第一节那个地方说，以法莲山地有一个人名叫米迦。
So、in verse one, there was a man by the name of Micah in the mountains of Ephraim.
那他立的这个神像，他就要找一个立位人来做祭司来敬拜。他要找一个立位人当祭司来做这个敬拜神的工作。
He was looking for a Levite to worship.
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节啊，米迦说：“我现在我知道神必赐福给我，因为我有一个利未人做祭司啊。”
Then Michael said, "Now I have that the Lord will be good to me since I have a Levite as a priest."
你看，他现在立了一个神像，他现在找了一个利未人来当祭司，他说可以大声的说：“现在神一定祝福给我了。”
So he proclaimed that the Lord will be with him, for he has found a Levite as priest.
因为照神的律法，你这个献祭的事情一定要一定要立位人来做才可以，不可以自己去立一个普通人。
Because according to law, the sacrifice must be done through priests.
那所以他们就很自然的觉得说，你现在你看对米迦来说，他现在有一个立位人在他这边的时候，他觉得神就祝福嘛。
So Micah thought that having a Levite as a priest by his side, the Lord will bless him.
那其实神祝福跟不祝福，难道是因为有这个立位人当祭司吗？
So is it because of this reason that the Lord will bless him?
那这样的一个心态呢，就是很有时我一个有我有这个形式，我按照这个规矩来的。他这个心态，其实在撒母耳那个时代越来越严重了。
So having this mentality is during the time of Samuel was already very devastating.
那是比如说到撒母耳那个时代，以色列百姓不是跟非利士人在打仗吗？
So at the time, the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines.
那以色列人跟非利士打仗这件事情，其实如果从士师记那个参孙的时代看呢、啊，他们能够打败敌人，是因为神的同在，神的赐福啊。
If we look at from the point of the judges, Israelites were able to defeat their enemies due to the guidance of God.
但是在撒母耳那个时代，以色列百姓一开始是被非利士人打败的。
In the beginning, theSamuel's time, the Israelites were defeated by the Philistines.
然后呢，百姓想说，哦，那我们现在战输了，那就是，那表示神不跟我们同在，怎么办？去把那个约柜啊，从示罗把它抬到战场上来。
So the reason they thought they lost was because the Lord was not with them anymore. So they brought out the Ark of Covenant.
他们觉得说，如果有约柜在场，哇，神就跟我们同在，那当然就打胜了，没问题啊。
And they believed that with the presence of the Ark of Covenant amongst them, they would defeat the enemy.
那个非利士人也觉得说，你看你这个以色列人现在他们请他们的神来到这里当中，我们现在如果没有奋勇打仗，我们肯定死定了。
And the Philistines were also afraid of when the Israelites brought out the Ark of Covenant.
所以当时候，包括以色列人，包括非利士人，他们都觉得说，你看有约柜在场，就表示神就在当中，所以他们一定胜，我们一定输。
So both the Israelites and the Philistines believe that with the presence of the Ark of Covenant.They would lose.
啊，最后是什么
？What was the end result?
以色列百姓大败，约柜被掳。
The Israelites failed miserably, and the Ark of Covenant was taken capture.
那我们就看到说，其实他们这个错误的观念已经影响到他们对信仰的认识了。
So this type of concept already started to cause problems in their spirituality.
那接下来就是信仰百姓他们的信仰生活就开始腐败堕落。
And this it caused the Israelite spirituality to deteriorate.
然后最后就看到圣经在这一直重复出现的，以色列百姓国中没有王，个人任意而行。
And later on, when the Israelites did not have a king, their faith became really unorganized.
他们自己想要做什么事，就是他们不管，反正他想做就去做，他不觉得需要尊敬神。
And did not feel the respect toward God, and they can do whatever they want.
所以在圣经从士师记十六章开始啦，十七章开始呢，就一直记载以色列当中没有王，个人任意而行了。
And starting from chapter 17, in the days when there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
啊，这个就是当时候的一些历史的背景。
And this is some historical background.
那这个士师记啊，它当然一定是有一个作者写的嘛。
So Judges had an author.
那现在作者是谁
？So who was the author of the book of Judges?
大概在什么时候写成的
？So when was this book written?
我们如果看这个士师记里面呢、啊，当时候这个历史，我们如果在读的时候，我们发现说，当时候那个百姓他们各支派当中好像没有什么联系，他们的联系是很松散的。
So looking at the history of the book of Judges, we can see that the tribes of Israel were not very close.
所以我们就看那个有时候，比如说像那个士师记第六章开始在讲这个基甸 带领百姓得胜。
So in Judges chapter 6, it records Gideon's service.
然后等到第八章的时候，就这个以法连人就来找麻烦了。
And in chapter 8, the Ephraimites caused problems.
哎，奇怪，你们去打仗怎么没有叫，没有通知我们？
So how come you didn't notify us when you guys went to war?
所以看起来当时候他们没有一个政治中心，没有一个说，哎，现在这个人已经当士师，当拯救者，那我们全部人都要听他的，没有这样，没有这样一个联系的机制。
And their system was not very organized. They did not know who was the leader among themselves.
所以他们在百姓当中各支派啊，他们的生活似乎有时候是分离的。
So their system was very unorganized and separate.
有一个支派可能在战争，另外一个支派可能是大享太平。
So one tribe may be in battle, but the other tribe may be in vacation mode.
那有时候这个士师呢，敌人在攻打这个支派哦。
So when an enemy attacks a certain tribe,
那神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
The Lord would raise a judge to save them.
那有时候可能神也同时兴起不同的士师，在同一个时期里面兴起不同的士师，在不同的支派里面来拯救他们。
So Lord may often raise different judges in different tribes to deliver them.
所以我们在读士师记的时候，一定要了解士师记所记载的历史，并不是按照次序来的。
So when we study Judges, we must know that it does not go in chronological order.
并不是说，哎，这件事情结束之后，接着才有下一件事情。
And the events do not go in order.
所以有时候是同时间发生的事。
So many events take place at the same time period.
那为什么会这样子？
So why is this the case?
因为如果我们把士师记的那个士师当政的年代，把它从头到尾加起来。
If we look at the time periods of all the judges and add them together.
士师记里面一共记载十二个士师的事情。
And records the events of 12 judges.
那这个从全部把它加起来，一共410年。
And altogether, it was 401 years.
410啊。
411 years. 410 years.
但是其实以色列百姓他们这段历史啊，如果从列王记的角度去看，应该没有到400多年。
But if you look at from the perspective of the kings, it did not last for that long.
因为这个王的历史比较准呢、啊。
Because the time period in the kings were more accurate.
那有一个年代我们可以参考的。
So there's a time period we can
看列王记上第六章。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上第六章。
First Kings chapter 6.
第六章看第一节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
列王记上六章一节说，以色列出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年七五月，就是一月，开工建造神的殿。啊，这一段圣经啊，讲以色列圣殿开始建的时候是哪一年呢？很清楚。
Here it records when the house of the Lord was being built. What year?
那出埃及之后的480年，那时候所罗门已经当王第四年了。
So after the 480 years after the children have come out of the land of Egypt, it was the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel.
那在所罗门当王之前，有大卫当王，又有扫罗当王，各40年。
So before Solomon reigned over Israel, David reigned for 40 years, and so did Saul.
然后在百姓过红海之后，在旷野又走40年。
So after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, there was also another 40 year time.
那他们进入迦南地之后，又有约书亚当他们的领导人，又经过十几年。
And there were and Joshua also led them for a few decades.
然后从士师记的这个阶段进到撒母记那个时候的历史，又经过几年。
And there were a few years between the era of the judges and Samuel.
所以其实士师记的时代应该是只有300多年而已。
So the era of the judges should only be around 300 something years.
那这个三百多年内，我们在四世纪里面看到一个线索，就是一个线索啊。我看四世纪第十一章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 11.
四世纪第十一章。
Judges chapter 11.
第十一章，我们现在看第26节。
Judges 11 verse 26.
十一章二十六，十一章这也是这个耶夫他现在 要去跟亚门人打仗的时候，他先跟亚门人讲道理。
So before Jephthah went to attack the Ammonites, he went to preach to them.
他派人去跟这个亚门人讲这个过去的历史是怎么一回事。
And he summoned people to the land of Ammonites to tell them the history.
第二十六节
，verse 26，
他说以色列人住在西实本和属西实本的乡村，亚罗尔和属亚罗尔的乡村，并沿着亚嫩河的一切城邑，已经有三百年了。在这三百年之内，你们为什么没有取回这些地方呢？这里看到耶弗他当士师的时候，他说这个以色列百姓他们进来住在这个地方已经三百年了。
So here, Jephthah, records that the Israelites have been dwelling in the land for 300 years.
那所以其实呢，这个士师记到这个时候大概就是三百年左右，三百多人左右而已。
So this event took place around 300 years.
那他这个这本书是谁写的？怎么会知道这么详细的历史
？So who wrote this book? How do we know such details of the history?
一般来说，这些圣经的学者共同相信呢，是撒母耳所写的。
So many biblical scholars believe that it was written by Samuel.
因为撒母耳是最后一位士师。
Because Samuel was the last judge.
他当时候也是做先知的。
And he was also a prophet at the time.
然后他也是神所高立的祭司。
He was also the one that was anointed by the Lord.
所以他当时候集三个身份在他身上。
So he had three statuses on him.
那士师记里面所描述的这些当时候的历史啊，写得非常的详细。
And the history in the book of Judges was written in detail.
那看起来应该是这个人一定是亲自经历过这些历史的过程。
And this person must have experienced this event firsthand.
那这一本书应该是在撒母耳呢，他晚年的时候所写，他所编辑起来。
And this book.Should be written in the latter portion of Samuel's life.
因为圣经一直在强调有一个信息，就是说以色列那时候以色列没有王嘛。
And the Bible kept emphasizing that the Israel did not have a king.
我们刚才从十七章第六节已经看到了，我们再来看十八章第一节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 18.
士师记十八章第一节。
Judges chapter 18 verse 1.
他说那时候以色列中没有王。
So in those days, there were no king in Israel.
好，看第十九章。
Jump to chapter 19.
十九章第一节。
19 verse 1.
当以色列中没有王的时候。
When it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
看二十一章二十五节。
Jump to chapter 21 verse 25.
最后一节说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And in those days.There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right.
你看他这个作者在写这个事情的时候，表示他们现在有没有王
？So when the author was writing it, there was no king at that time.
他们现在作者在写的时候，当下一定有王。
When the author was writing these events down, there was a king.
他在回顾过去那段历史，就是那个时候没有王。
This was written in past tense.
所以这一本书在写作的时候，这个成书的时代应该是在扫罗王当王之后的。
So these events must have been recorded when King Saul was reigning over Israel.
那也应该是在大卫初当王的时候所写的。
It was also in the time period when King David was reigning over Israel.
那所以这些作者啊，写的人呢，很可能是撒母耳占一个很重要的地位，他也可能是作者，也可能是把这些资料把它收集起来的。
So when they were writing these events, it could be in Samuel or many others collected the details.
好，所以这本书它的年代在以色列人他们有王以后，他们当时候在回顾那一个没有王的时代里面，他们所经过的过去的历史。
So these events were written when the Israelites did have a king and when they were reminiscing when the times when they did not have a king.
那这本书的主题在讲什么
？So what is the theme of the book of Judges?
耶稣啊，是在讲信心的胜利。
And this was a victory of faith.
耶稣啊，记。
Oh, Joshua was.
他们在讲他们怎么靠神的信心得到胜利的。耶稣啊，是在讲靠神的信心，然后他们得到胜利。 攻占迦南地。
So the book of Joshua is referring to gaining victory through faith.
但是士师记就是他们与当地人妥协之后所得到的教训，他们失败了。
And it was also how they failed through compromises with the Canaanites.
那所以士师记跟约书亚记是一个两本书，是很强烈的对比。
The book of Judges and Joshua, there's a big contrast.
那当然，这个与它的主题就是这个信息的重点，就是当时候以色列国中没有王。
So also it mentions the point, emphasizes the point that there were no king.
那他们没有王的时候，他们就落入了一个罪恶的循环里面。
And they entered a very deadly cycle when they did not have a king.
那这个罪恶的循环就是在士师记的第二章里面所讲的。
And this cycle is recorded in Judges chapter 2.
我们现在看士师记第二章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2.
第二章的第十一节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 11.
那这个循环呢，我们看到这个人呢，没有办法从历史里面得教训。
And they were not able to learn from their prior history.
十一节说，以色列人行神眼中看为恶的事情，去侍奉诸巴利。
So in verse 11 records that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Baals.
然后第十三节，离弃神，侍奉巴利跟亚斯他路。
And 13, they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtoreth.
好，第十四节，他们神的怒气就向他们发作了。
And 14, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel.
然后第十五节，他们不论往哪里去，神的怒气，神都以灾祸来攻击他们。
In verse 15, wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity.
然后他们就很困苦了。
And they were very distressed.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这个时候神就兴起士师，然后士师来拯救他们。
And at this time, the Lord raised judges to deliver them.
但是得拯救之后，第十七节，他们却不听从士师，离弃，竟随从叩拜别神，行了邪淫。
Yet in verse 17, they would not listen to the judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them.
然后第十八节，神又为他们兴起士师。
And 18, the Lord again raised judges for them.
然后神就与士师同在。
And the Lord was with the judges.
然后士师就拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。
And the judges were able to deliver them out of the hands of their enemies.
然后第十九节
，verse 19,
等到士师死后，他们又转去行恶，比他们列祖更甚，去侍奉叩拜别神。总不断绝顽梗的恶行。
And when the judges were dead, they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers by following the other gods to serve them and bow down to them.
好，然后神的怒气又向以色列人发作。
And in verse 20, the anger of the Lord was burned against Israel.
那这个就是当时候这个没有王的时候罪恶的循环呢。
And this was the deadly cycle when during the time period when the Israelites had no king.
那他们当时候这个循环呢，其实是有原因的。
So there was a reason behind this cycle.
他们的妥协，我们刚才讲到，从那个他们送地的时候，这个为了要得到丰收，去效法他们当地的恶的风俗。
And to gain better harvest, they made compromises with the Canaanites and followed their evil traditions.
那另外就是他们在婚姻上没有听从神的话。
And in terms of marriage, they did not follow the commands of the Lord.
你看三章第六节。
If you look at Judges chapter 3 verse 6.
三章六节说，娶他们的女儿为妻，将自己的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，并侍奉他们的神。
And 6, they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods.
这个就是他们会这样子落入这个循环里面，跟他们的婚姻有关系。
And they were lured into the cycle partly because of their marriage.
那士师记啊，他记载了这个罪恶的循环有七次，就是说他们行神眼中看为恶的事情，神就兴起敌人来攻打他们，他们就很困苦，然后他们就呼求神。
And the cycle of angering the Lord and the Lord delivering them and reverting to their own ways happened seven times.
那这个七个循环里面就记载十二个士师的工作。
And throughout these seven cycles there were 12 judges were among them.
那第三章开始就记载他这个第一个循环的开始。
So chapter 3 records of the first cycle.
就是他这个士师记的大纲，其实第一章跟第二章就是讲他当时候历史的背景。
So chapter 1 and verse 2 records the history.
从三章开始到第十六章就是讲这一段十二个士师的历史。
And from chapter 3 to chapter 16 records the the works of the 12 judges.
那我们现在看他一开始他这个记载的时候有一个特色我们可以看得到的。
And we can see a very special point starting from verse 3.
看第三章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 7.
以色列人行神眼中看为恶的事情忘记主他们的神去侍奉朱巴利跟亚瑟拉。
The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served Baals and Asherahs.
然后神就把他们交在敌人的手中。
And the Lord turned the Israelites to the hands of the enemy.
所以八章八节马上写是交在米索波大米王这个人的手中八年。
So the Lord sold them to the hands of the king of Mesopotamia.
然后呢，第九节就他们就开始呼求神。
And in verse 9, the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
第九节，神就为他们兴起一位拯救者。
And then the Lord raised up the deliverer for the children of Israel.
那这个拯救者就是士师。
And this was a judge.
啊，第一个就是俄陀涅。
And the first one was Othniel.
好，然后让我们现在看看第三章的十二节。
And let's jump to verse 12.
好，以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事了。
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以这个又怎么样？哦，接下来有六次又怎么样呢
？So the children of Israel again did evil six times.
我们看三章，看三章的第十二节哈。哦，刚才十二节、十四节，我们现在看第四章第二节。
Let's look at chapter 4 verse 12.
第四章第一节的哈，第一节。
Judges chapter 4 verse 1.
以父死后，以色列又行眼中看为恶的事的。
When Ehud was dead, the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
然后六章一节。
And chapter 6 verse 1.
以色列又行眼中神眼中看为恶的事。
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
啊，你一直看从六章、八章、十章、十三章，你就看到又怎么样，又怎么样了。
And many chapters that follow, we can see that the Israelites did evil.
这个就是这个循环的开始。
And this was the beginning of the cycle.
然后结果呢？你看他们得罪神，看行神眼中看为恶的事，神就刑罚他们。
And when they were punished when they did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那神的刑罚通常都会写，把他们交在什么人的手中几年
？And the Lord would give them to their enemies for a couple few years.
然后百姓他们在受苦当中就开始呼求神。
And in their suffering, the Israelites would cry out to the Lord.
所以刚才三章九节就是他们，你看就呼求神。
So in chapter 3 verse 9, you can see that the Israelites cried out to the Lord.
三章的十五节。
And in chapter 3 verse 15.
以色列又呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起一位拯救者。
And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord again, and the Lord raised up a deliverer.
你看七次的堕落，七次的呼求，然后七次神兴起士师拯救。
They did evil in the light.In evil in the eyes of the Lord seven times, the Lord rose, raised up, delivered seven times.
那所以我们这里看到啊，这个人呢、啊，真的很顽梗悖逆。
We can see that men do not learn from their mistakes.
屡次受责罚，可是就是不会得教训。
They suffer, but they do not learn from their punishments.
那我们一定要小心。
So we must.
如果我们是一直是顽梗悖逆，我们就无法可治，就是没有办法得医治的。
If we keep angering God, we will be hopeless.
看箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
第一节。
Verse 1.
二十九章第一节，人屡次受责罚，仍然应着景象，他必顷刻败坏，无法可治。
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
所以从这个士师记里面他这里所记载的我们一定要从历史得教训
So we must learn from our prior history.
以色列百姓他们屡次受责罚但是还是硬着景象
And the Israelites were rebuked but then they still hardened their necks.
最后败坏
And they were destroyed.
今天我们从圣经里面的历史看到这样一个提醒
Today we see the warnings and the experience of the Israelites.
我们也从弟兄姐妹的见证里面得到一些信息。
And we receive news from the testimonies of other brothers and sisters.
我们一定要了解神，他虽然是有慈爱的，没有错。
And we must understand that God has much love.
但是人的心如果真的没有办法从这些历史作为里面去得到教训，一定会受苦。
if we are not able to learn from the mistakes of our past history, then we will suffer.
士师记里面看到两个很重要的事实。
And there's two truths that are revealed in the book of Judges.
人的心真的是坏到极点。
And how evil the human heart is.
因为人忘恩负义，人会忘记神给的恩惠了。
Men forget the blessings of the Lord.
人喜欢在罪里面生活。
Men like to live among evil.
人是很固执的，很顽固的。
And they are very selfish.
那人也是很愚昧的。
And they are very foolish.
就是明明有一个拯救者要拯救他们，他们就是不要。
And there is a deliverer for them, but they do not
take advantage
of them.
这是人在罪里面人的罪性所带来的结果。
And this is a result when man dwell in sin.
所以从士师记里面看到人的罪恶了，人的罪性。
We can see the sinful nature of man in the book of Judges.
那同时呢，我们就看到神的忍耐，神的恩慈。
And also we can see the patience and the mercy of God in the book of Judges.
以及神对人的怜悯。
And we can see the mercy that the Lord had upon the people.
所以我们说神是爱啊，那这个爱啊，对他所认识的人哦，神所拣选的人，真的是没有办法测度了。
So we can see that the love of God towards His chosen people is unconditional.
如果是我们的话，如果是讲今天我们如果是扮演神的角色，看到以色列百姓这样的一个循环了，我们早就把它毁光了。
And if we saw that if we were in God's shoes, we would probably destroy the Israelites after one cycle.
所以我们就看到神的忍耐啊。
So we can see the patience of the Lord.
但是我们一定不要去滥用神的忍耐。
But we should not take advantage of this.
我们反而要从历史里面得见解。
But we should learn from our mistakes.
我们要回转。
And we must revert.
要能够感谢神的恩典，感谢神的拯救。
We must give thanks and to the blessings.
然后要变成聪明人，去遵行神所吩咐的，一定得福。
And we must be wise and follow the commands of the Lord.
那在从这个士师记里面呢，我们看到这里面记载十二个士师啊。
So in the book of Judges, we see the recordings of 12 services.
这十二个 judges, 这十二个士师里面呢。
And within these 12 judges,
我们就看到说神在用人的时候啊，真的跟人间的逻辑不一样的。
When God appoints His workers, it is different from the logic of men.
如果我们仔细去分析这十二个士师啊
，and if we study these judges individually,
这每一个士师都从不同的支派来的。
These judges came from different tribes.
而且每一个士师他都有不同的背景、不同的职业。
And they had different careers and different backgrounds.
有的是赶牛的嘛哈
，and some are shepherds.
啊，有的是那个。私生子啊，那个妓女的儿子啊。
And some are the son of a prostitute.
那有的是很晃荡的，很晃荡，就是他不守规矩的。
And some are not well mannered.
就是放纵失意的人。
And they very
indulgent.
And they like to indulge in evil.
那有的哈、哦，其实。还蛮不错的，就像基甸，他是大能的勇士。
And some are pretty well behaved, like Gideon.
那这个事实当中也有的是女的啊。
And among these judges, some of are female.
我们知道那个底波拉哈、啊、做事师啊，是女事师啊。
And Deborah was a female judge.
所以你看，神用各种不同的人。
So we can see that the Lord uses different people.
不同的出身背景。
Different people with different backgrounds.
不同的能力。
Different strengths.
但是最后神都用他们出来拯救以色列百姓脱离苦境。
But the end result is to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of their enemy.
所以从这个士师的这个分析里面，我们看到神的一个从古到今一直都不会变的原则。
So we see a never changing logic that the Lord has.
我们现在看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one.
第一章，我们现在看第二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter one verse 26。
一章二十六，弟兄们，可见你们蒙召的时候，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十七节。
27。
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。二十八节。
28。
神也拣选了世上的卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及无有的，为要废掉那有的。二十九。
29。
使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。这里看到说，你看神所拣选的呢，通常都是世人所厌恶的。
So we can see that the Lord often chooses those who are looked down upon.
神要用的人不见得是他很有能力的。
So the workers that the Lord chooses are not the most talented.
但只要是神拣选神要用的人。
But as long as the Lord wants to use this person,
神的灵就会降在他身上。
The Spirit of the Lord will be among them.
然后呢，他就会展现出那个能力是超乎一般人所能想象的。
And his strength will surpass the imaginations of many other people.
所以神用的人。他的条件在哪里
？So, what are the requirements to be used by the Lord?
其实我们从圣经里面看到，神要求的就唯一的原则就是要圣洁。
So, one requirement that the Lord requires is we must be holy.
看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's look at Second Timothy.
提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter two, verse
二十一节。
Verse 21.
提摩太后书二章二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
我们从这个士师里面，那不同的背景，我们看到说，只要人成为圣洁啊，神拣选要用的，神的能力就会在他身上。
So we can see the judges from different backgrounds, as long as they are holy, the Spirit of the Lord will be among them.
这是神的用人逻辑的，跟人间不同的。
And this is a logic of God that's different from the thoughts of men.
我们今天如果要用一个人，总是想说，这个人是不是有这个才能？哦，那就用他才有效果啊。
From the perspective of men, we often look at if they have enough talent to do such work.
但对神来说，完全不是这样一回事的。
But to God, this is not the case.
神用人跟人不一样。
When God uses someone, it's different from.
所以我们要成为神所用的人。
So to become a useful vessel for the Lord.
其实最重要是我们每一个人要成为圣洁。
We must be holy.
那神就会用我们来预备行各样的善事。
And the Lord will use us to perform many righteous deeds.
那在士师记里面啊，特别都会写啊，这个士师什么时候开始出来工作
？So in the book of Judges, it records when the judge has come out.
我们刚才在第三章第九节、第十五节都看到说，神为他们兴起一位拯救者。
You can see that the Lord has appointed many judges to serve them.
我们现在看第三章第十节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 3 verse 10.
来，士师记三章十节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 10.
三章十节啊，这里就说神的灵降在他身上，他就做了以色列的士师。
Verse 10, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he judged Israel.
所以士师开始工作的起点都是神的灵降在他身上。
So before when the judge come out to serve, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them.
那所以神拣选人。
So when God chooses his people,
然后神的灵就在他身上，他就显出大能力、大作为。
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon them and they will do great deeds.
然后他就可以起来为神工作，脱离拯救百姓，脱离仇敌的手，成为他们的拯救者。
And they can be, they become deliverers for the Israel, the children of Israel.
所以神的灵啊，就是关键的。
So the emphasis is placed on the Spirit of the Lord.
能力的源头从神来的。
And the source of power is from God.
所以今天呢，我们每一个做神圣工的人呢，我们一定要了解，神的灵在我们身上的时候，我们就得能力。
So we must, as a holy worker, we must understand that when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us, we will gain strength.
那从士师啊，他们这个十二个士师啊，他们每一个人用的武器也都不太一样。
And from these 12 judges, the weapons they used are different.
有的武器是那个三家是那个赶牛的，有个赶牛棍，有个拿个棍子的。
And some use staff to as weapons.
那个以户那一支短剑。
And Ehud used a short spear.
你看那个基甸，他拿什么去打仗？
So what did Gideon use to as a weapon?
基甸是拿那个火把跟空瓶子啊。
And he used a hollow bottle and a torch.
然后参孙拿驴腮骨，拿一个驴子的骨头。
And Samson used a bone of an animal to against his enemies.
他们神的灵降在他身上的时候，他们就带领百姓啊得胜了，他们就打败仇敌了。
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them, they will be deliverers for the children of Israel.
就看到说，那个得胜的关键其实不在于你现在拥有什么武器。
We can see that the emphasis is not placed on the weapon.
完全是在乎神的帮助。
And it's completely on the power of the Lord.
所以诗篇四十四篇这样写，我们请看诗篇四十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 44.
诗篇四十四篇。
Psalms chapter 44.
第三节。
Psalms chapter 44 verse 3.
诗篇四十四篇第三节。
Psalms chapter 44, verse 3.
因为他们不是靠自己的刀剑得地图，也不是靠自己的膀臂得胜，乃是靠你的右手、你的膀臂和你脸上的亮光，因为你喜悦他们。第四节。
4.
神啊，你是我的王，求你出令使雅各得胜。第五节。
5.
我们靠你要推倒我们的敌人，靠你的名要践踏那起来攻击我们的人。六节。
6.
因为我必不靠我的弓，我的刀也不能使我得胜。第七节。
7.
唯你救了我们脱离敌人，并恨我们人的羞愧。这段圣经呢，在讲说得胜真正的关键在哪里。
So here it reminds us the emphasis of gaining victory.
不是靠我们的武器，不是靠我们的刀、我们的弓。
It's not from our strength or our sword.
我们是靠着神的膀臂，以及靠着神的名践踏敌人的。
But it's from the hand and the arm of God and to defeat our enemies.
所以撒迦利亚书四章六节才说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠神的灵方能成事。
And we can see in the book of Zechariah, it is not by power,
by might,
not by might, or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
就是靠神的灵，神的灵降在一个人身上的时候，他就得力量。
It's by the Spirit of the Lord, and when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a person, he will gain victory.
所以这个就是《诗诗记》里面我们所看到一些主要重点。
And this is one of the main points in the book of Judges.
然后在这一本书里面，我们如果把它分段落，段落其实很清楚的。
And if we split the book of Judges to portions,
从第一章到第三章第五节，基本上它就是这个世事时代的开始，它那个历史背景的介绍。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3 records the historical background.
第一章讲政治上的背景，他们当时候要去攻打这个迦南的时候，他们是怎么样开始的。
It begins on how the Israelites waged war against the Canaanites.
第二章要讲他们的宗教，当时候宗教的背景。
And chapter 2 records the religious background.
从三章第六节开始，就是讲十二个士师。
And starting from chapter 3, it records the appointing of the 12 judges.
一直到第十六章结束。
And this goes to chapter 16.
当中第八章开始到第九章，有讲了一段亚比米勒的故事。
And in chapter 8 and 9, it records a story of Abimelech.
那这个人不是士师。
And this man was not a judge.
但这个人曾经想要当王。
And this person wanted to be a king.
但是这个不是出于神的旨意。
And, but it was not according to the will of God.
所以基本上到第十六章参孙的世代结束之后，其实这个士师的历史已经到了后期了，已经几乎要接着撒母耳记的历史了。
So at the end of Samson's reign, it was towards the end. It was towards the end of the judges.
他们在查考从参孙的时代到撒母耳记的历史，大概基本上只有五六年而已。
So between Samson and Samuel, there was only a five to six years.
因为那个时候腓力斯人在控制以色列人。
Because the Philistine had control over the Israelites.
那但是四世纪十六章十七章开始又到二十章还有五章的内容啊。
But there were a couple more chapters at the end of Judges, the book of Judges.
那十七章开始到二十一章，其实他在讲，在不是在讲士师的历史，在讲当时候他们以色列百姓罪恶生活的写照，他们是怎么罪恶的。
So Judges chapter 17 to 21 records how evil the Israelites were.
所以他在让我们读者更了解说当时候混乱的情形是怎么样。
So it allows the reader to understand how corrupt it was at the time period.
17章18章讲宗教上的混乱。
And 17 and 18 talks about the religious corruption.
刚才我们说那个米迦就立一个神像，他就觉得说啊，神就跟我同在，神就赐福给我了。
And Micah made a shrine, made a Levi as a priest and believed that the Lord was with him.
其实神的赐福岂是因为立了一个神像有一个祭司就能得福吗？
So just because he created a Levi as a priest, the Lord is with him.
那从十九章开始到二十一章，在讲他们道德上的混乱，当时候社会到底有多败坏。
So chapter 19 to 21 records the social corruptness of the time period.
当时候十九章讲的那件事情，到即使我们现在看来都觉得很不可思议的。
The events that took place are unimaginable.
然后接下去二十章、二十一章就是他们支派当中的大混乱，战争。
chapter 20 and chapter 21 refers to the corruption and the war they waged against each other.
当时候各支派跟便雅悯支派打战,
and tribes attack tribes.
所以这个就是当时候这个混乱的一个历史的缩影，让我们看见当时候是怎么样败坏的。
And this illustrates how corrupt they were as a nation.
那这个就是这个士师记里面它主要的那个概论了。
And this is an overview of the book of Judges.
那希望说我们能够抓住这几个重点呢，在我们接下来第二十一天里面，每一天读一章啊，好好的把这个。 事实读过一次，那我们真的能够从这个历史里面得到见解。
So hopefully we can grasp onto the main points, and for the next 21 days, we can truly understand and learn from the Book of Judges.
让我们不会重蹈覆辙。
So we not learn from this, so we cannot commit the same mistakes.
我们真正的可以真的依靠神，站在神的应许上，得到神的怜悯跟神的慈爱。
And truly stand on the promise of the Lord and receive His love and His blessing.
我们再唱诗。